It's Rob and Sandra from My Wife the Dietitian, and this is Nutrition Nuggets.
The mini episode, mini midweek episode.
You got it. And this week, what are we talking about?
All about potatoes, because St. Paddy's Day is on Friday, and we thought, you know, we should talk about some potato facts and 10 unconventional uses and gardening tips and ways to prepare that versatile, affordable, and nutrient-dense potato.
Absolutely. Who doesn't love potatoes? Or potatoes?
Yeah.
Or taters. Taters. That's what you say if you're Irish. Ah, taters.
Taters. Where's Angus these days?
Angus couldn't make it this year, but we'll bring Angus back one of these times because Angus really enjoyed. And if for those of you who don't know who we're talking about, my cousin Angus O'Shanahan joined us last St. Paddy's Day and helped us with the episode. And he had a lot of fun. And we had a lot of fun with Angus. So he might make a return visit one of these days. Sandra's just looking it up. It's episode 11.
Oh my God. How did you know? Episode 11. Green foods for St. Paddy's Day.
Oh yeah.
And the thing with the potatoes, don't eat the green. If your potatoes have a bit of green on it, that's actually poisonous and you shouldn't eat it. So it's been exposed to the sun. It probably indicates you've been storing them in a light place, like where there's sunlight. So put them in a cool, dark area.
Yeah. And don't eat yellow snow. That was the other thing, right? Well, if we're going over rules about things you shouldn't eat, that's just one that stuck with me from childhood.
Okay.
All right. Shall we?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, you know, growing potatoes, it's one of the easier backyard vegetables to grow. And there was a recent study from a two-year project out of the Brigham Young University in Utah. And they found that potatoes are one of the more efficient vegetables to grow for backyard gardeners for labor and land use.
Yeah, I think they're pretty straightforward if you follow the instructions or follow what you're supposed to do.
And they're great for kids. You know, remember the elementary school that our kids went to and they would have the
classroom project. They had big buckets that they grew potatoes in and soil and stuff. And yeah, they got some potatoes.
And it's like potatoes you have grown yourself are like buried treasure. And that is taken from Grow Your Own for Kids book. And it's all about gardening for kids.
It's totally. Well, any underground vegetable is kind of like that if you're digging for it. But I think in potatoes are like all in a big pot. It's like bobbing for apples, but in the dirt.
And they just keep appearing. Like we're still digging up potatoes that we planted years ago.
It's crazy.
It's so funny, eh? It's like, oh, here's a potato. I thought it was a rock, but no, it's a potato.
That's funny.
Yeah, because they just keep growing. So it's really cool. And there's so many funny, weird, and wonderful unconventional uses with potatoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like you can, well, you told me one the other day about if you have a broken light bulb and you need to get it out of the socket.
Oh, yeah. You just jam a, well, you cut a potato in half, maybe, or maybe you don't even have to. You just jam the potato. I suppose an apple would work too. Anything that's got soft fleshiness to it.
Oh, okay.
Not your hand, though. But yeah, potato, apparently, you use that to unscrew a light bulb.
We've done it. I'm sure we've done that technique with a potato.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. And you can actually, say you have accidentally put too much salt in soup. You can actually cut up a potato, put the potato in the soup, and it will suck up a lot of that excess salt, and you just remove the potato.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a salt sponge.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Huh.
So that's, I did that the other day. It's kind of ironic because I did that and then I didn't know that trick, but then I read about that trick later on in the day. It's like law of attraction, right?
I thought you were going to say you ate that potato by accident and it was...
No, okay. I didn't.
What else can you do with potatoes?
You can remove stains from your hands. So if you're cutting up cabbage or beets or pomegranate, like all those really high polyphenol vegetables and fruits that are so good for us. But if it's on your hands and stain your hands, you can actually cut a potato in half and rub that flesh on your hands.
Weird.
And it gets rid of a lot of stain. And actually, if you've spilled honey on your hands, it will get rid of that too, the stickiness.
I usually just lick it off.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the honey.
But it actually, you're funny. How am I supposed to? Oh, you're so funny. I can't be serious here. So speaking of stains, if you have a stain on your carpet, you can actually do the same thing with the potato. Just rub it on that stain, the half of the potato.
I saw that in one of those crime shows.
What?
Yeah. It was like Dexter or something is one of those.
They rubbed it. Like, why were they
trying to like clean up some blood stains or something? And
oh, really?
No, I'm just joking.
You'd think that they'd want to keep them to analyze them. And
anyway.
Also, you can reduce the fogginess of your greenhouse windows or even just your windows. You can rub potato on the window and then rub it with a cloth after, and it cleans the window and it helps to reduce the fogginess.
Interesting.
Funny, eh?
That is kind of funny.
Weird.
I wonder if that would work for like when I played hockey as a kid, but that was the worst thing because you had these like visors to protect your face
and
they'd always fog up and you couldn't see anything. So it was actually more dangerous because you're running into people in the boards and tripping over your feet. And but your face was safe.
Well, it does work actually for the visors.
The answer back then was to spit on it.
Yeah, and that so works too.
And you'd get your dad or something, that you'd be like spitting in your mask before you went on the ice. I'm like, it's kind of nasty, but thanks.
Next time, just bring that potato and cut it in
I
half
guess,
and rub
right?
it on there.
I wish I'd known that back then.
I know, eh? You know what else you can do? Is you can shine your shoes if they're leather.
I got a fun shoe shining story.
Okay.
So I didn't know that you could shine your shoes with potatoes, but that's an interesting fact. So my story, I grew up in an era, my grade at graduation or something, was in an era where shoes weren't supposed to be shiny. The dress shoes were like flat black, right? And I'm getting all ready for my thing. I'm putting my suit on and whatever. And I'm like, where are my shoes? And my dad's like, oh, I'm just shining them for you. They were a little dull. And
that
he brings
nice
them up. He brings them up, and they're like super shiny black. And I'm like, no, they're not supposed to be shiny. That was hilarious. And he felt. I mean, he was trying to do a good thing, and yeah. Anyway,
so what did you do? Did you use?
Well, I should have grabbed a potato. Oh no, I shouldn't. It doesn't remove the shine.
No, it makes it shinier.
It makes it shimmy. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just dealt with it.
Really? I thought you actually grabbed some sandpaper and
oh, I probably did.
Went to town.
Yeah, I know. I probably tried to scuff them up or something.
It's so funny.
I don't remember.
Fashion is so funny.
It
and
is.
Like when you know, oh, I got a nice pair of jeans and let's start cutting holes in them.
Well, now you pay a ton of money for them with holes in them.
I know. It's so
crazy.
The other thing, and a lot of people don't have silverware anymore, but you can actually tarnish silverware with, you know, the potato water. So after you've boiled potatoes, you use that water and that will help to make your silverware sparkle.
Interesting.
If it's tarnished. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Some fun little facts about the potato.
Well, and also actually to go along that theme, you can actually cut a potato in half and get the rust off your garden tools.
It sounds like it's good for removing all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it does remove cholesterol in the bloodstream. I just mean that they're high in fiber, they're high in antioxidants, they got the vitamin C. And so, you know, obviously are a nutrient dense vegetable that are versatile.
I wonder how people discovered all these things about the potato. Like maybe grapefruits are good for that too. It's just no one's ever tried to rub a grapefruit on their rusty shovel before. Do you know what I mean? But for whatever reason, they thought, oh, see if this potato works. I don't know.
Right,
it unscrews light
so
bulbs.
Plentiful.
Maybe it shines my shoes. Maybe it'll take the rust off my shovel or whatever.
True. That's so funny.
Yeah. Funny how things start, right?
Yeah. There's a few more. Okay. You can cut potato and put it on your eyes. You know, like the cucumber mask, same with the potato. It would help with dark circles.
Does it remove wrinkles?
Dark circles. It helps.
Oh, well then. Put some French fries on or potato chips or something.
No.
No, that doesn't work?
No,
it's gonna be the
no.
raw potato.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing with potatoes. It's, you know, you can boil, bake, mash, air fry, roast. There's so many. And then you can put them in soups and stews. You can thicken your soups with it. It's just watch all the extras, like the poutine, the fries that have the gravy and the cheese and
the baked
extra
potato,
butter and stuff.
Butter and sour cream and bacon bits and all that.
Yeah.
The potato's healthy, but all the stuff you put on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because it's such a good base for other foods, right? So.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but it's just a matter of how, like what you're putting on and how much and how often you're eating that. So. And that's the thing, like variety is the spice of life. I've said that so many times. And so having your potato in different ways is a good idea.
Exactly. Yeah. There's so many ways to eat it. We've got an air fryer now, and that's my new favorite is just cutting a potato just as is. I just wash it, cut it up, slice it, I guess, and throw it in the air fryer for like 5 minutes and it's perfect. I don't put oil on it. I don't put anything on it. It's just perfect, crunchy little potato chips, almost like.
Yeah, they're so good.
So fast. And
yeah. And remember I bought that banana ketchup?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, that stuff's awesome.
It's like Chinese in the ethnic food section. And a friend of mine told me about it. And banana ketchup, it's actually really good. It's spicy. And
it is spicy.
It's made with bananas, but it's kind of the color of ketchup. It's kind of red, but it's quite tangy.
Yeah, it is tiny. It's got a very tiny banana flavor to it, but it's not a bad thing. It's just unusual. In the first taste, you're like, banana, this is weird. But after you try it, it's like, oh, this is good.
Oh, yeah, because it's actually zing, like spicy.
Yeah, I prefer it over ketchup.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Well, I think we covered 10 unconventional uses, I hope. Or one last one was crafts for kids. Just cut a potato. And then you can use it in your, like a stamp.
Like painting, yeah.
Yeah.
Paints. I remember doing that in kindergarten or something.
Oh, yeah. Potatoes are like so universal. So,
you know,
good
you know
thing
we
don't have a potato famine here. Yeah.
You know what we did in kindergarten? This is brilliant for all you kindergarten teachers out there. We made paintings and then we had an auction and invited all our parents and everyone in the neighborhood to our auction. And sold all our paintings. And of course you have to buy your kids' painting, right? But they jacked the prices. So that our paintings were like $20 each or something just to raise money for the school. So my parents bought this picture of this like fish blowing bubbles that I made in kindergarten. And it looks like something that a kid in kindergarten would make. And it was framed and they had to buy it and bring it home and hang it on the wall. And you know, it was pretty funny.
That's awesome. Oh my God. What a great idea.
I
love
that.
That
was
for
awesome.
A fundraiser for a school. Great.
Yeah. So you could do some potato paintings with your kids and sell them to your neighbors.
Awesome. Well, let's have some green beer this St. Patty's Day.
Where did that come from? Are we done? Like,
yeah.
Aren't we going to talk about good things about potatoes?
I thought we did.
I don't know. Did we talk about anything nutrient, like food related?
Well, okay. So potatoes are high in vitamin C and they have fiber, especially with the skin. And they're loaded with antioxidants. They keep you full longer because of the fiber. They don't have protein or B12 or vitamin A or calcium or zinc, much of those things. But they are gluten-free for people that can't have gluten. Potatoes.
They're gluten-free. They're dairy-free, too.
They are. You're right. And cholesterol-free.
Yeah, there we go.
Not if they're deep-fried in lard, though.
Yeah, just be careful how you cook them. But there are a lot of ways you can do that. So find a healthy way to cook them.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Is that it for the potato?
Yeah. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Yes, you too. We will be back next week with more fun and games. And in the meantime, don't forget to check out YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and our website. And if you feel like talking about the potato, send us a message. Tell us how you like to eat your potatoes and that'll be a fun discussion. All right, everyone. Have a good week. We'll see you next time.
Hi, it's Angus O'Shanahan wishing you all a happy St. Patty's Day. Go enjoy your taters or your spuds or whatever you call them. And wherever you go, and whatever you do, may the luck of the Irish be there with you.
Thanks for joining us today on My Wife the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review, and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends.
For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode.